Right now, it's time for the midday interview, and it's a pleasure to welcome into the studio Sam Robinson, who is the director. Sam Robinson. I almost said Robinson. Sam Robinson, who is directing Red by John Logan at the Red Barn Studio, part of the summer season of Thaline Association at the Red Barn. And we also have the two stars of this show, Rob Mann, who plays Mark Rothko, and Patrick Baskill, who plays Ken. Guys, welcome.
Hey,
it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Okay, so hopefully we won't laugh through the entire interview. But we are having fun.
Entirely
just
possible.
So you know, we are having fun. This is an intense play, and in fact, the very opening of it, I don't know how you're staging this. Well, why don't we start with that? How are you working this story of an artist in the midst of creation? And
well, visually, what I've done with Benedict Fancy, our scenic designer, in the show, you've got these concepts of red and black, red being life and blood and vitality, and black being death. So what I've worked out with Ben was to create this little island of reality, of red and life floating in kind of a sea of black. And there's even black like kind of creeping up the edge of the stage. Visually, that's how we start the show. The rest of it is really words. And what these two men bring to it is fantastic.
I talk a lot. There's rumors that there's typecasting involved. and the set is realistic with the artistic element Sam talks about. It is modeled after Rothko's own studio, so there are practical elements. There are some of there have been some paintings created that are studies of some of the actual ones that Rothko is creating during this time period. We have our island of paint and paint junk, and this lovely lime green chair that Rothko.
The iconic lime green chair that was always in his studio, even though he almost never painted in that color. Maybe specifically because he never painted in that color.
So there's elements of reality there as well as the symbolic. So it's really fun space to play in. But there's a lot of talking in the show.
Well, Rob, and you play Mark Rothko.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about Rothko's relationship to his work, because that is one of the hinge pins of this play, I think.
Rothko, he's a very complex man. He's arrogant. He's depressed. He's insecure. Typecasting again. You know, he's profound. He's intelligent to a very high extreme. I have jokingly said this before. You know, about certain people is that they're he's actually as good as he thinks he is. That's one of his redeeming characters, is from all this bombast and insecurity and stuff comes somebody who really is a genius at painting. And some of the concepts he talks about, one of the first things starts at the top of the show is a monologue where Patrick's character comes in and I'm having him look at one of my paintings and tell me what I want him to tell me what I think about it. And I keep going, stand closer, you've got to get close. Rothko actually recommended about 18 inches being the ideal distance from one of his paintings.
And these are like 6x8, like massive things seen under low light. And it was magical.
And
move.
The colors start vibrating in your eyes and all these, you've got to get closer and let it work on you and let it vibrate and let it fill your entire vision. And, it sounds... It would be very, very easy for me to take it in a comedic direction, which fortunately Sam has not let me do. I hope. but it's the man had tapped into something, and it's something that nobody else had done, and nobody's really done since then for a variety of reasons. So it's been really interesting, kind of finding in this very unsympathetic character on the surface what really makes him tick and being able to come at him in such a way that the audience will sympathize with him, even if they don't like him.
Yeah. And it should be said, we were talking about very heavy things, the meaning of art and life and death and a very serious, unlikable person. There's a surprising amount of comedy of almost accidental comedy in this show, that especially with the two of them just playing things completely straight from the hip.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
every night there's something new.
Yeah, one of the, like, when we were rehearsing it, it's like, it just seems, it seems so flat and seems so like, just like, because it's just me, Sam, and Audrey in the community arts center just rehearsing.
Audrey
and
Thompson, our stage
Audrey
manager,
yeah.
Our amazing stage manager.
And then so to have like even a couple people who come in and have been watching the show, like David and some of the production team come in and see it for the first time, and they're laughing at things that I had no idea were funny. I didn't know.
I had an idea they were funny.
I didn't know. I was like...
Patrick Baskill, you play Ken. Talk about the relationship between this young man and the character that Rob Mann plays, Mark Rothko.
Well, Ken is, he's a very driven young man, and he sees, as much as he respects Rothko's work, he sees him more as like a stepping stool and to get his foot in the door in the art world. As much as he respects him and wants to learn from him, he definitely is very individualistic about his approach into art and into the world, because he's been on his own. He's been supporting his sister for much of his life.
And so the tension between your characters drives this?
Somewhat.
Pretty
it's,
much?
It's a story about an employee and an employer, first of all, and it becomes a conversation between generations about the way that art is viewed and the way that art changes from generation to generation while still maintaining a connection to the past. Like, even in Warhol's paintings and things and pictures and all that, from the generation that I talk about and as being my contemporaries, I still bring over things from Matisse or from Van Gogh, those mm-hmm. bright colors, the things like that, and the hard lines of Rothko's. They bring all that over into it. And so
the thing is, Rothko really didn't like Warhol.
No.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't.
Rauschenberg,
you know,
and
well,
all
you know,
guys.
And that's where some of the characters' arrogance comes in. There's a nice twist where some early words that I have get echoed back to me by Patrick. You know, mm-hmm. and of course, good drama, you know, the secret of good drama is conflict. You have to have conflict, but it's not two people butting heads. There's points where Rothko, even though he says, "I'm not your teacher," is acting as the de facto instructor. Here's what you have to do to be a successful artist. Here's what you need to do. And there's some conversations at certain points where Ken is expounding on art and Rothko's work. And that's fine, but think more. And Ken thinks more, and he comes out with new stuff. And okay, that's right, but here's this other thing that you haven't thought about. Here's taking it further. Think more. You know, Rothko is constantly pushing Ken, and in so doing, kind of in certain ways, while educating him and aligning him to his way of thinking, also pushes him into this new art. Because Ken does just come to not just accept Rothko as all this genius, I must dote on his every word, but I'm thinking more. I am thinking for myself. And that's where some of the tension comes from, because Ken starts challenging Rothko.
Thinking mm-hmm. past Rothko, thinking yeah. past abstract expressionism. Into pop art, into that.
Sam Robison, the director of this show, how to what degree do you let these guys just go at it?
Let is a strong word.
Sam's actually
let
been
is a strong
just,
word.
Just, you know, not to butter him up, but Sam's been great. I mean, it's I'll let him answer some of this. But as an actor, it's been a lot of fun, because we've been able to push stuff. But at the same time, there's a very clear guidance. There's a very clear vision for the show. So
yeah.
As an actor, it's been a hoot to work with.
Again, let is a strong word.
I guess from the get-go, I wanted to hear the words from their mouth. Though, as Rob said, I did start off. I mean, Dave handed me the script for the first time, and I got maybe 5 pages into it, and I was like, absolutely, yes, this is something I want to be a part of. And from that day forward, I had a very specific vision of the shape of the show. And as much as I tried to push them in certain directions, they, especially in the last 2 weeks, have been bringing things to the stage that have surprised me and created new shapes and new ideas. And the play, as much as I loved my idyllic little vision of it in the beginning, is now a completely different animal. And it's so much smarter and so much funnier than I thought it could be. And I'm really, really proud of it. I'm really, really proud of them.
Okay, the play is Red by John Logan, directed by Sam Robison, starring Rob Mann and Patrick Baskill. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. $15 tickets all weekend.
$15 tickets all weekend. You said you were going to do that, and that's because, yeah, we want to make sure that The seats are warm despite the storm.
Nicely played.
Now I'm busting rhymes.
Okay. We don't got no more time. Busting rhymes.
So just so you know, the Red Barn Theater is on South 3rd Street in downtown Wilmington. The Red Barn is an intimate theater, so seats go quickly. And you can find out more by visiting www.thalian.org. And is there a phone number for people to call as well? I don't seem to have it.
Yes, there is. Okay. We don't know what it is, but there is one.
No, wait,
I have $15 tickets for those limited seats this weekend. Okay.
I think I've got a phone number here. 910-251-1788. Does that sound right to you? That might be David Loudermilk's direct line, but David, you know what to do.
1788, yes. 910-254-1788.
All right. Guys, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much,
Despite what you may think. You're listening to 91.3 WHQR.